So the I wish I worked more said no one ever on their deathbed. I mean, it's just something I say. But, you know, it's more about saying, you know, if you were to give a limited time to live, which, you know, I'm fortunate I've not been faced with that, but let's say I was, I'm certainly not going to turn around at that point and say, I wish I worked more hours. I wish I sold more property. And I'm not knocking those that do work extremely hard. You know, like I empower and inspire people to have great successful careers, but I'm really all about making sure there's that balance to say, if you were given that 3 days or 3 months to live, are you going to look back and say, I should have done things differently? You know, I should have gone and watched my son play a couple more footy games on a Saturday, or taken my daughter to ballet, or, you know, had a scone and a cup of tea with my grandmother before she passed away, but I was always too busy putting my clients first. So it's really just about stepping back and having perspective to say, well, who's going to be sitting there at my funeral? Because I don't think it's going to be someone that I got $700,000 over reserve for, to be honest.
Just even listening to you, Kate, you strike me as someone that seems to have come to a state, whether it happened in your career or it happened before you began real estate, that you're saying that real estate is to help you have a magnificent life, and that your life isn't about real estate. Real estate is to help you have a good life. And I think a lot of people, Kate, end up writing $1 million in fees, 1.5, 2 million. But I see that they're chubby. I see that they have marital problems. I see that they're addicted to substances. And a lot of the times they just come home and drink 2 to 3 or 4 glasses of wine to be comatized from their situation, you know, and they just press the repeat button and do this, you know, day in, day out.
And that's back to that ticking time bomb again. And, look, I think for me, I did probably come to this realization and learning through my own marital scenario. You know, when you're with someone for a long time, it was almost half my lifetime I was with the one person, and you never think it's going to come to an end until someone feels like they're not loved anymore because you're never around or you never look them in the eye and appreciate them. You know, you'd rather be doing transactions and listing properties and running out on Christmas Day to meet overseas buyers than sitting at a table and appreciating those around you that you love. Yeah. So, you know, it came to me through the fact that I was divorced. And, you know, that's fine. Everything works out. And I think everything happens for a reason. And maybe that chapter just came to an end. But it did force me to sit back and say, hang on a sec, I need to find a better way.
Yeah.
Hence why for 2 intense years I've been sharing this message with those close to me and those I don't even know around the country that reach out to me from different states to say, you know, can you share your message more with me? How have you got to this point? And how can I get to that point where I can let go? You know, we just all need to just let go sometimes of that just absolute desire to be liked, to be needed, wanted. Yeah. And it's from our clients. And is it attached to money? Is it attached to status, recognition? I don't think it really ever comes from a great place when you're in that, I'll just knock anyone down to get to the top.
But it's funny, as you're talking, Kate, I'm thinking to myself, when you peel the onion and look at it, there's some sort of currency or there's some sort of payment that you're getting that keeps you going back for more when you know it's not right for you. It's like there's this addiction for it, and whether it's because you want to feel like you're rescuing those vendors or I don't know what it is, but you've highlighted something that there's a payment there. There's something there.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I think salespeople, we're all cut with the same cloth in that respect. Like we all have that competitive nature to win. Mm. Sometimes it's the win that's far surpasses the financial benefit of it, you know, to be better than someone else maybe, or to think, oh, that client chose me over someone else, I must offer something great, oh my gosh, I'm going to save them, I'm going to take them to a better life. It is addictive. It is completely addictive. And, you know, I'm not saying to turn off that volume, because that addiction makes you extremely successful. You know, the addiction for success and the addiction for great results for clients, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve for people, and I do take on their pressure and I do take on their stress. And not everyone I sell for sells for a positive reason. Some of them sell for a negative reason. Yeah. But, you know, you've got to then, so I do, I feel very empowered when I help someone move on to a next chapter or a better life. I love being the one that brings that to them. So, yes, I think that in itself is a huge addiction. And maybe there's some ego that's driving that. I think we all have that level of an ego to be great salespeople. You know, yeah. Which one comes first? Is it sort of causation or correlation between yeah. the two? But
yeah.
It is. Addictive, and it's great, and I hope you don't think I'm saying, you know, dampen that addiction, dampen that drive. I'm just saying focus it to specific times of the year. Don't yeah. do it all year, every year, because your clients will be thrilled and your family will think you can't stand them and you're never around and they'll walk yeah. out.
What a beautiful message, Kate. Let's move on to I'm really, by the way, I'm actually enjoying this webinar, not so much as someone that's I'm enjoying it, like, if I, not as a facilitator, but more as an attendee, because what you say is making me think about just my own behavior, my own life, my own thought processes, and I just think that sometimes we say yes to everyone, mm-hmm. but say no to ourselves in the process.
That concludes the free video. As you can see, there are a number of ways that you can be successful in real estate, and the Real Estate Gym is basically making sure that we find everything that every top agent in the country is doing to be successful. Real Estate Gym members get all their tools, templates, all their scripts, all their information, so they can design their own personal system to success. The Real Estate Gym doors are closed. You can get on the waiting list for the next opening. Just go to realestategym.com.au.